think it is a real joy, blessing, privilege, and an honor to be able to be here another Monday afternoon, and we are thankful for God's precious love. We appreciate His infinite wisdom, His understanding, and Him being omnipresent. That's hard to comprehend with our puny minds, but God is ever-present. He doesn't have anything to do with evil. God never tempted anybody with evil. That's temptation of evil comes by sin and Satan. Temptation is in this stinking flesh. The flesh is depraved, wretched, and vile. The top of the head and the bottom of the feet, the Bible said, man in his best state is altogether vanity. Man shaped in iniquity and born in sin. Ever since Eve fell to sin, gave place to Satan and temptation. Her eyes being opened, and Adam also took of the forbidden fruit. Himself also was found guilty of sin and the transgressor against God's law. He realized he was in sin, and ever since that time, everybody's born in the similitude of Adam. We all are, every one of us, we all are shaped in iniquity and born in sin. We have a depraved, damned nature, an ungodly nature that's in this stinking, wretched flesh. At our best, we're vile and wretched, we're depraved and undone. No good, there's nothing good about anybody. If anybody does good or knows good, even though they're not saved, they have to come from a God-given gift from above, God-given conscience and an awareness of good and evil. Every man has that, whether he realizes that or not, whether he wants to be real about himself and with himself or not. He knows right and wrong. He will not the law. The Bible said, Paul said in the book of Romans, even the Gentiles, not having the law, but yet being a law in themselves, accusing and excusing one another, having a God-given conscience. Everybody knows right and wrong. They just won't admit it. After a while, they get your conscience seared, the Bible said, with a hot iron, and they won't admit nothing that's real. They live in a state of fantasy. Anybody gets like that, they're in an awful shape. They're going to wind up dying in sin if they're unsaved and going to hell, never facing the knowledge of the truth, never really taking a good look at themselves, realizing at their very best they're a sinner, all of the sin. The Bible said it comes short of the glory of God, but it's none righteous, no, not one. We're all like sheep going astray, but the Lord has laid the iniquity all upon Him, and by His stripes only can you be healed. He's the healing balm. He's the chief physician. Jesus, who knew no sin, but yet He became sin, you and I might be made the righteousness of God in Him. He had the immaculate birth. He was born and conceived in the womb of a virgin by the Holy Ghost of God. His blood, His seed, came from the Father, God Almighty, God's the Father, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is reincarnated in the human body, and God became man, yet God-man or man, God in man. Of course, God in me this afternoon, thank God, because of His marvelous, amazing grace. He washed me and cleansed me, sanctified me, justified me, purified me. The Bible said the spirits of just men made perfect. That is my spirit. Now on the inside, praise God, has been perfected, been made perfect, cleaned up on the inside. The old swine's nature, the old dog's nature I used to have inside me, that is an unclean nature. Praise God, that was by birth. I'm glad I got born the second time, the Lord from heaven, spiritual birth. The Spirit of God was born inside of me. Before He could ever get inside of me, of course, I had to warn Him, I had to let Him, I desire Him, I had to repent, see myself, and come myself, acknowledge I was a sinner, lost and undone, blinded by the God of this world on my way to hell, without hope in this world if I didn't repent. So I believe what God had to say about His Son, the Lord Jesus, dying for my sins at Calvary, taking my place and going to hell, tasting of death, hell, and the grave for every human being. I'm glad He that knew no sin became sin for me, that I might be made the righteousness of God in Him. I'm justified this afternoon, unworthy as I am. I am what little bit I am, only by the grace of God. There's nothing good about me except Jesus, and that's where He lives. He lives on the inside of me. He's the good part. I'm glad I've chosen the good part. That won't be taken away from me. I bet I have eternal life. I won't ever perish. Nobody is able to ever separate me from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. The Apostle Paul, in the book of Romans, mentioned everything that was had any type of possibility to ever separate. He said that there's nothing shall ever separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Inseparable salvation, a pure salvation, a perfect salvation, and a complete salvation. I'm glad I'm complete in Him. The spirits of just men made perfect. My spirit has been justified. Praise God, I've been justified in the sight of God Almighty through the blood of His cross. And I know I'm going to heaven because of Him having mercy upon me. Nothing good I've ever done, couldn't do good enough, be good enough, or anything that I could hope to have to maybe to do to try to justify myself. Brother, it's totally impossible. The Bible said, for by grace are you saved through faith, that knowledge of yourself, the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. You're not saved by being good or doing good, or just easy believism, that is, believing in one's mind and confessing with the mouth without really being spoken, contrite, convicted, and converted, and having a new nature placed on the inside, be made brand new on the inside, beloved, you never had an operation of faith. You had a personal experience in grace. I don't care how much you talk with your mouth. I don't care how much you believe in your mind, beloved. You're still lost. You're still undone. You're still in sin. Jesus said, except you repent, there is genuine repentance, sorrow, and after God, the Bible said, brings repentance, not be repentant of it, bring salvation, beloved, when you really repent. And when you really repent, you'll turn away from, you'll give up yourself, all your ambitions, all your desires, and you'll want Him above life itself. But even if you have to die to obtain it, you'll give everything up. You must die, as a matter of fact. I'm not talking about physically. You've got to die spiritually and give up your own desires. You've got to crucify, mortify, put the death, the deeds of the body, beloved, and give up yourself. You might obtain this pearl of great price. He said, like a merchant man, to find that great pearl. He'd been looking for all this life, and so he sold all this goods, all his possessions, gave up everything he had. He might obtain that pearl of great price. Now, the Lord Jesus is the gem of all heaven, the pearl of great price. And if you expect to get to heaven, beloved, you'll have to know Him as your personal Savior. Not just know about Him. I knew about Him all my life. I got saved when I was about 23 years old. Beloved, I remember as a little boy, I never doubted that Jesus was the Son of God. I'd been taught that. I believed that. I saw enough of that in my mother. And a young boy, a young teenager, a young man, I always feared that blessed name. I always respected that name. I always knew there was a true and living God. But I just didn't know Him as my personal Savior. But I'm glad that prayer caught up with me about 40 years ago. Something spectacular and wonderful happened and transpired inside of me. I've never got over it. Praise God, I got quickened. I got made alive. I got born again, born the second time of the Spirit of God. I got born of a new nature, divine nature. God in me, Christ in me, the hope of glory. My life has never, ever been the same. I mean, the Lord operated on me, took out that heart of stone, the Bible said, an old stony, corruptible heart, stony, rock, depraved nature, and put a divine nature in me, God in me, Christ in me, the hope of glory. The blood made the application, beloved. The blood made the atonement. The blood was, of course, the life-giving for the body, and He shed His blood, beloved, at Calvary, gave Himself for us, took our place, and nailed our sin to His cross, beloved, and He took away the image between God and man. And beloved, he's the one that took our place and bore our sin in His own body on the tree. And of course, if you repent, you believe, and receive, accept Him, He gets alive in you. I guarantee you, beloved, you'll be justified in the sight of God Almighty. And beloved, when He comes back again, He will come one day, I believe, real soon. Nobody knows the day nor the hour. I don't know that anybody else will tell you do. They're a liar, and the truth's not in them, beloved. They make those kind of false statements. Only God Almighty, the Heavenly Father, knows. In fulfillment of time, in the right time, the Lord Jesus will come. He'll come, the Bible said, in the clouds, like He went away. And the trumpet of God will sound, the dead in Christ will get up, and we which are alive may be caught up and changed in a moment, and the twinkling of soul shall we ever be with the Lord. What a golden daybreak, what a wonderful time that will be when the Lord Jesus comes after His purchased possession, after His prize, after His church, after His body. Love is coming one day, because the psalmist said, Solomon said, give it upon the mountains, leave it among the hills. The voice of our beloved will come. Yes, He will come. One golden daybreak. He'll come, praise God, in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. What a golden daybreak that's going to be. I'm looking forward to the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Brethren, He's on His way. He's coming one day, I believe, real soon. The time is for you and I. God doesn't have any time. God doesn't need time. God's eternal, invisible, the only wise God and Father, my Lord Jesus Christ. He didn't need a beginning. He is the beginning, beloved. He is from everlasting. Didn't need creation. He's the Creator from everlasting to everlasting. God and Almighty, Almighty, eternal, everlasting, powerful, almighty, omnipresent Spirit, beloved. You can't behold Him with a natural eye. You only see Him with the eyes of faith. When I got born again with the preaching of the Word of God, faith was peace in my heart. I believe what I heard. So then faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. I believe what I heard or receive what I heard. I simply said, God, have mercy upon me, beloved, with my heart. My mouth said nothing. I didn't know how to pray, but I knew what I wanted. I knew who was speaking to me. I knew who was dealing with me. Beloved, I died in old jail. That's me. Nearly 40 years ago, when I give up myself, give up my ambition, give up my own goals, my own ways, and everything else, and surrender myself to Him, open up the everlasting doors of my heart, and the King of glory, praise God, came in. He saved me, washed me, cleansed me, sanctified me, made the brand new on the inside. I've been in newness of life for 40 wonderful years. I'm the lady I was talking with here just last week, and she was saying, well, what denomination? I said, well, I'm a Baptist, but I didn't get to tell her. I'm ashamed of most Baptists. Most of them need to get saved. They're a bunch of hirelings, a bunch of wolves, and sheep clothing like all the other apostates. God have mercy. There are not many of them. There are some that are real. Thank God for them. But I said, didn't get to tell her. I'm ashamed of most Baptists. I'm a Baptist preacher. I'm born again. I'm called to God to preach, but I'm denomination of the Baptist preaching my faith in Jesus. And she said, well, I got a son. He's a chaplain. And of course, that's about all he was, looking, listening to her and talking to her. He probably didn't know a thing about a real personal experience in grace. Probably just trying to make a profession out of what he was doing, beloved, and having just as some type of job security. And of course, easy go lucky, and just sitting down and twiddling his thumbs and talking to people out of his mouth and out of his mind with an empty heart. God have mercy on all these ignorant people. Think they're going to help somebody, spiritually speaking, without divine inspiration. That's a total impossibility. Jesus said, without me, you can't do nothing. Jesus said, without me, you can't do nothing. But you can't do anything good without him. All good gifts come from above. The Father likes him. There's no variableness, Bubby. I'll guarantee you, if you'll get saved and born again, you can be a part of the member of the body of Christ, and you get sanctified in your soul and your spirit, justified and cleansed by the blood. I promise you, his divine spirit will take up the abode in you. He'll put you in newness of life, and then he'll use you as a member of his body. If you'll fall in step, Bubby, and get in tune, shape up, and cleanse yourself daily in the flesh I'm talking about, inside already clean, you walk where the vocation wherewith you've been called. You use you, and I guarantee you, not only will the glory of God be in you as a born again believer, but the glory of God will be on you if you walk worthy of the vocation, and your daily diet, your stinking flesh, crucify the old man, mortify, put to death the deeds of the body that is of this stinking flesh, and try to perfect holiness in the fear of God. God's power won't only be in you, but it'll be on you, and the light of God will be beaming out of you. You'll be inspirational and winning precious soul. Jesus said, without me, you can't do nothing. Beloved, I realize that nobody's doing anything that's good, that's worthwhile. We talk about real good to help somebody as it comes from above. And only God can help anybody that uses his word is only through his body, his believers, his church. That's the only way, beloved, that anybody's going to get saved. The faith comes by hearing by the word of God, but they can't hear, they can't plead. Except to be sent, you've got to be born again. God's got to use you. He can't use you to repent and get saved, get right, and let him straighten you up and help you use it, and he will. See, my time just about gone. Now write to us. Pray for us, and God bless you. My prayer in his name. Amen.